Well, welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, the Conscious Business Show, where we connect the heart, the mind, to the wallet. Today, we're very excited to have Andrea McDonough with us. She is founder of Move to Give, a very interesting business concept, and so we're just thrilled to have her with us, so thank you for being here.
Thank you, Darby.
What I'd like to start for our listeners is to always understand how people come up with ideas and how you created this whole organization and movement to really make a difference. Now, I know you've got a background in real estate, and so maybe that led into this, but tell us a little bit about how you got into this space, how the idea came upon you, and what your purpose is with Move to Give.
Sure. Doing real estate, especially when you start out, you have no money and you're, you know, you're working 80, 90 hour weeks, 7 days a week. So the luxury of time and money just wasn't there. So for me, I was always a big volunteer and also a giver of money if I had it. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I had neither. So you kind of lose a piece of your identity a little bit.
Sure.
You're sacrificing it to build something, obviously. But I still wanted to figure out, how do you break down those barriers to entry? There's a lot of people like me, whether it's you're starting a new business or you have children, there's always something.
Right.
So for me, my thought was, there has to be a way that can allow us to also participate in a community which gives.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I started Move to Give. What we are is a free application. You can download it onto your phone. And the steps that you do throughout the day actually go towards charity. So,
and no pun intended, right?
The steps that exactly. And, you know, our saying is move with purpose. So
I like that.
Walk to work and you're moving with purpose.
Yeah.
And it's a way to motivate yourself beyond maybe what you would normally do throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
My father, he has a golf cart. It's crazy. And he uses it to drive around
yeah.
the yard because
oh,
he can be very
oh.
lazy sometimes. Yeah. And we just got him an iPhone. And so he called me and he goes, you know what, Andrea? I think I'm going to walk to the shed today.
Really?
And it was
oh,
really
that's
funny.
Great. You
yeah.
broke through.
I broke
oh,
the barrier.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So,
you know, my hope is that actually is that little tipping point for people
right.
where they say, you
right.
know what, I'll walk to the grocery store.
That's
I'll
right.
walk to work today.
Yep.
So that we can help create more of a movement
mm-hmm.
and people are more focused on giving beyond themselves,
right.
the individual, they're kind of
right.
giving to their community. And the way we do that is we partner these charities with brand sponsors.
Okay.
And those brands are the ones that are creating the challenges for our users. So the brand and the charity will say, okay, guys, go walk 100,000 steps in a month, you know, in 30 days, and we're going to donate $1,000 to this charity.
That's great.
So people will collectively go, they'll collect these steps, they'll finish the challenge, and the brand will donate in their honor.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, do you organize these challenges, or does this happen in a community sense?
We organize them. So we'll
okay.
work with the brands. The brands will call us and say, you know, we're looking to donate.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'll have a charity in mind, but a lot of times we'll play the matching game. So we work with a lot of different charities. You know, if you're a charity, reach out to me.
Absolutely.
A lot of times, you know, we do have a very long list of charities,
mm-hmm.
But eventually we try and create that matching, you know,
mm-hmm.
especially what we like to do is make sure that the brand can leverage that donation. I think
right.
that's really important.
Right.
For them to be able to double down on that donation as marketing dollars is what really creates the incentive for the brand to donate more
mm-hmm.
frequently.
Right.
So we are very focused on the return on investment for those donations
mm-hmm.
and understand that, you know, obviously as a marketer myself, that you really do need to see a calculated engagement,
right.
you know,
right.
organic inbound marketing. You want to make sure that that donation is targeting the people that want your products.
Right. Right, exactly.
So that you're bridging that connection between the consumer and the brand in a really fun, organic, and
mm-hmm.
philanthropic way.
What types of brands are coming to the table? I mean, it must be also word of mouth as they hear, right? And it gets spread through
That's
the community.
That's exactly it. So we launched in December. So we really were focusing on building the community first.
Okay.
Making sure that we understood how the users used our product and whether or not they even wanted to use it.
Yeah.
What we found was that we're getting downloads every single day. People
Fantastic.
Are reaching out to us.
Yeah.
Very specifically, a lot of people that have the Android have been reaching out to us. We're working on it. Right now, we're only for iTunes, but we are working on an Android version. And it's clear that they're into it because 85% of our users are repeat users. So the moment they finish a challenge, they're on to the next.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
And
that's what brands want to look at. They want to see that.
They want to see that.
That's the stickiness,
Exactly. There's traction and there's stickiness. Mm-hmm. And people are reaching out to me regarding the products they want to see and the charities they want to give to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great. You know, you actually see a lot of interaction. Now I can't remember where we are going with this.
Just how you engage the brands.
Yeah, how do we engage the brands? Yeah. So right now we are focused on building the community, and now we're now that we have a community,
right.
We know how they behave.
Correct.
Now we can bring that to the brands and say, you know, this is the demographic we have.
Yeah.
These are the products that we think are going to be beneficial for our users.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more successful the brand is, the more likely that we're going to get them back again.
Right.
So we are right now very much working out the kinks in terms of actually getting signed on people,
mm-hmm,
brands.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to name names, but we do have a wearable,
mm-hmm,
that is very interested. We have a couple of what they call, like, I guess, athletic universities. They're online university programs that are focused on keeping people fit, I guess, essentially, but more focused on the college demographic.
Yes. Okay.
We have a couple of food brands that we're in talks with, and then an airline. So,
oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Which is kind of cool. They're kind of outside the box type of airline.
Sure.
So I think they will fit really well with our demographic, just kind of like the disruptive style. So that's what we're looking for. So we're constantly reaching out and engaging with brands, but it's more timing and how we're going to do it first. But,
and staging it. No, that's fabulous. I'm curious, of the challenges that communities have done, I mean, how creative have they been? I mean, you mentioned walking, but I mean, have they done other kind of like marathon type things or triathlete? I mean, and that would be kind of interesting.
So we're going to be rolling out a couple of different features in the next probably 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
One of the bigger features is going to be the ability to track cycling, swimming.
Oh.
Elevation will be a big one because we have a lot of hikers.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eventually, kinetic energy will be one of the bigger ones, so that people that do yoga and different forms of activity will also be able to be tracked and use it. So these are all, like, you know, things that will be rolled out over the next several months.
Okay.
In addition, we're going to be creating team relays. So for larger corporations that would like to engage their employees.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, for example, if you're an international company and you have, you know, headquarters in different parts, you can actually engage each location and compete against each other.
Oh, that's interesting.
So do a fun internal HR challenge, which allows people to, you know, same with insurance companies. If you're an insurer and you want to create an incentive for your consumers to be healthier, this is a fun way for them to be able to actually track that.
Right.
So the insurer can actually then, we can set it up so they can see the activity that's being done.
Yeah.
So they can actually create, you know, discount incentives for their insurees. I don't even know if that's the right word.
But that's perfect,
you know?
Because you want to incent to have employees be active. I mean, this has so many arms and legs to it beyond just the good nature of the heart and in reaching out to people right. and saying, you know what, you're moving. Be right. thankful you're moving. And you can use that strength right. to give in other ways, right?
Exactly.
But it's also helping their health. I mean, it's exactly. you know, it's engaging people.
Right.
Do you think, I mean, I hope you've got somebody running in the Boston Marathon or a group. I don't know.
Is no, there,
oh, we've got to get runners for you on
I
the Boston.
I know. We need to get bibs. I
yeah,
know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, because, you know,
that'd be perfect.
I'm a one-man band at this moment. So it's one of those things where, like, everything is going to happen a little slowly.
Yeah, that's
more
okay.
Slowly.
That's well, maybe one of our listeners here can, right. Can say, listen, we'll come forward and we'll put a team together to
absolutely.
Run in the marathon. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, which I would love. I mean, yeah. you know, it's one of those things where trying to get into these networks of
right,
groups
right.
is very difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I bet,
you know,
I
creating
bet.
The connections and you slowly getting those connections
that's
is
right.
something that I'm I've been
that's
working
right.
on.
Well, and I would think, I mean, the health centers, all of that,
right.
all the work. I mean, but you're
right.
like you say, you have to. You've got to walk before you run, no pun intended,
exactly.
but either way,
exactly.
either way.
We want to set up the infrastructure. So, like, right now we are beta, but we've realized that this is growing, and it's growing very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So our next thing will be to upgrade the infrastructure, make sure that we can handle the amount of people that we're serving at this moment. We're getting to that point where it has to be built up a little bit more.
Right, right.
And then we're happy to kind of do that next level. but our goal this year is a million in donations.
Okay.
And you know, I definitely foresee that happen exponentially along the last 6 months of the year when we built that infrastructure.
Where are you now today?
Right now we're right around 10,000 and we've lined
okay.
up just a little over 30,000 with the brands that we had discussed.
That's great.
So,
that's
yeah.
great. Well, you've got a great goal and listeners,
yeah.
let's set up. Let's
absolutely.
Get healthy for the spring. I mean, people listening, you know, Andrea, how do they engage with you? How do they learn more? How do they sign up?
Yeah.
I mean, this is great.
Absolutely. So you can actually, right on the iTunes store, on the iStore on your phone, you can search Move to Give, and it will pop right up. It's a blue icon with an M in the middle. It is free, so, you know, there's no obligation.
That's right. No excuse.
And you can also reach out to me directly. I love hearing from people, good, bad, ugly. Andrea@movetogive.com is my email. And in addition, if you are somebody that would actually like to sponsor, we do not charge to be on the platform. We only ask for a donation. So that's hopefully, you know, with the return on investment formula that we're working on
mm-hmm.
and that we've used and have actually seen good results thus far. Hopefully you can double down on that donation as marketing dollars and it'll be worth it to you.
That's great. That's
yeah.
great. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for
of
being
course.
With us today on the Conscious Business Show. And we're excited about what you've started. And hopefully, as these listeners are tagging in, that they'll contact you and get involved as well. So
thank
this is
you.
Wonderful. So thank you. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, the Conscious Business Show. We'll be back after a few spots from our sponsors. Thank you.